you're talking about having three kids, but a lot of people already have two.
That's true.
So they might think, hey, let's doink, doink one more out, and then they all get free education.
Doink, doink?
I don't know.
Is that, you know, is that the sound when you have sex? It's like, no. Doink, doink.
Teacher talk, oh, teacher talk, having fun with Ben and Amy. Why are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way. Yeah. We're speaking in English, we're doing it real slow. So come on, everybody, hope that you enjoy the show.
Howdy, cowboy.
Get the cows inside, the tornado's coming.
The tornado. Are there tornadoes in Australia?
There are dust devils.
That's like a mini tornado, right?
Yeah, they're mini tornadoes. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually researching tornadoes the other night.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I'm fascinated. I'm very interested in extreme weather events.
I love earth sciences.
Yeah, me too. And especially twisters, especially tornadoes. I love
earthquakes,
them.
Volcanoes. I love that stuff.
Me too. Favorite.
Watch a YouTube documentary for like 2 hours, just zoning out, watching.
Oh, yeah. Just watching cities fall down. Love it.
Well, no, just about the science, about how the earthquake happens or how the volcano happens.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I don't like watching, you know, terrible scenes, people dying and stuff.
Oh, really? I like that. I like watching people get flying in the air and towns being destroyed.
You know, remember the big earthquake? Were you here in Japan?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, so I was here and too close to home.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Since then, I can't watch those videos of tsunamis and I can watch it, but it just makes me feel terrible.
It does, yeah. You know, I hope people are okay. But I do love
destruction.
Yeah, I love destruction. Yeah. I love watching people fall down.
It's weird. Humans are so weird. We like to watch bad things happen.
Yeah, well, part of it, I think, is Schadenfreude. Right? Which is a German word. We don't have a word for this in English, but we've adopted it from German.
Schadenfreude.
It, which means getting pleasure from someone else's misery.
Oh, that's a German thing, hey?
Yeah. It's kind of that feeling where you see somebody, you know, in a bad situation and you think...
I don't get pleasure from that.
No, but it's more of a... Also, a kind of a relief that it's not you.
Oh, so when you watch those videos, it makes you weirdly feel happy that you're safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when I'm driving home and it's a rainy, cold night and I see someone walking on the street with no umbrella. It makes me so happy because I'm so warm and safe in my car.
You and I are very different.
I've got a dark heart.
A little bit.
I do.
You Schadenfreude heart. No, I don't like seeing that stuff. I feel bad for the person. Maybe if it's like a really fancy looking guy.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a very rich guy who has everything.
Yes.
And now he's, you know, in the rain.
Sure.
Then maybe I'd feel like, haha, even the rich guy gets wet.
Well, that's kind of envy. That's kind of envy.
Schadenfreude. I guess I have a little bit of that feeling, like when you see someone who is super successful get humbled.
Yeah, that's another kind. I mean, it's like another kind of Schadenfreude is like, you know, imagine, there's a rich man in a restaurant. And he's very rude to the waiter. A complete asshole.
I hate people like that.
Total dick. And then on his way out, he trips over.
Oh, I love that.
And falls through a glass window.
Okay, so I do have some Schadenfreude.
I guess that's part of
it. If I see a jerk trip and fall, yeah, I do feel happy.
That's cool. Like, that's
take nice. That, you jerk.
That's nice. But I also enjoy watching innocent children fall downstairs, you know.
So no, Ben, that's just weird.
It's just...
See, you have too much Schadenfreude.
I got too much.
Let me just go back to an expression I used. I used the expression too close to home when something is too personal, so it makes you feel strongly because it's personal.
Right, or it's if affecting you directly.
And the expression is actually that hits too close to home.
Yeah, a bit too close to home.
Yeah. So, you know, because I experienced that disaster, I'm a little bit sensitive about seeing disaster videos. They hit too close to home.
Because I
experienced it. I feel it's kind of personal for me.
Well, me too. It's very personal.
So anyway, those things hit a little too close to home, especially videos of that disaster, because there are lots of videos.
Oh, they're so horrible and heartbreaking, but scientifically fascinating.
I know that it is fascinating, because there's not a lot of videos of tsunamis. They're quite rare.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. I understand that, but no Schadenfreude for me, my friend. It hits too close to home.
Let me just be clear. I'm not Schadenfreuding the tsunami. I'm talking more generally. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, did you just use Schadenfreude as a verb?
I think I just made a new word.
You're not allowed to do... It's a noun, right?
It is a noun, but it's a loan word.
A loan word means a word that comes from another language.
That's right, yeah.
For example, in Japanese, katakana words are loan words.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have plenty in English.
For example, rendezvous.
Rendezvous,
right? It means meet.
And one of the best that's
used
right.
in English.
We stole that from French.
Yes. I'm going to call my crew. You're going to call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2.
That's right.
Yeah.
To use it in a sentence.
Famous rap song. I'm going to call my crew. You call your crew, our friends.
Yes.
And we can rendezvous.
We can meet.
At the bar around 2, which is closing time.
Yeah, I guess he means 2 a.m.
Yeah, because then he's going to take the ladies home.
Another good example is karaoke.
Ah, that's a loan word from Japanese to English.
Hey, you want to sing some karaoke and drink some sake?
Right. Anyway, Ben, it's been a while since we finished our no drinking challenge.
Hey, and we did it.
We did it. We both did it.
We did it.
No problem. Wasn't that hard, right?
You know what? It was easier than I thought. I was boasting to my wife.
Really?
I was saying, look at me, I'm so strong, I didn't drink for a week. And she said, big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Big fucking deal. What do you want, a medal?
That's a sarcastic thing to say. What do you want, a medal? Do you think you deserve... Like an Olympic medal or something?
A gold medal, like an Olympic athlete. But I was proud of my achievement.
Now you know you can do it anytime.
I can do anything if I just believe in myself.
You can.
I can.
Yeah, so good for you, Ben. I did it too, by the way.
And you know what? I probably wouldn't have done it without you, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. You know, it was very good timing because on the last day of our challenge,
yes,
I received a gift from a listener. Thank you, Leo in Osaka.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah, she sent me a bunch of beers, like Okinawan beers.
Orion?
Yeah, Orion, the Okinawa beer.
Very nice, very nice. Well, save one for me.
Maybe. And then today, I got another gift from a listener. Also beers from Mickey and Kobe. So thank you, Mickey. And thank you, Leo. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Gocho, who recently sent me apples. I gave you some apples, Ben. Those are from Gocho.
You did. Thank you, Gocho. We did eat those apples.
They're good. Really good.
Thank you, Gocho.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ben.
Yes?
I have great news for you.
Oh, really?
I have news that is going to change your life.
Oh, my God. You're going to adopt all my children?
Almost as good as that.
Damn it.
I am going to tell you something.
Okay.
If you haven't heard it yet.
Right.
It is going to make you so happy.
Okay.
And so excited.
Well, you know me, Abe. I'm not easily excited.
I know. You don't get excited easily.
No, no, no. You have to work for my excitement.
Okay. Well, listen up, Ben. Because today my student told me that recently,
yes,
the Prime Minister of Japan, Mr. Kinki Kishida.
I know where you're going.
He's a kinky boy.
He's a very kinky boy.
He made an announcement.
You sexual man.
He's fairly good looking, actually.
No, he's not.
For a politician. Anyway, did you hear the announcement? Do you know?
I did. I heard this, and I haven't sort of researched it yet, but I've heard if you have had sex three times and those...
If you have three kids or more...
You can... they can go to college for free.
For free. For free, Ben.
0 yen.
All your kids can go to college for free.
Yeah.
You must have been on cloud nine when you heard this news.
Not really, because my kids are, you know, they're not the smartest boys in the world.
Yeah, they
are. I'm not sure they'll be going to college.
Yes, they will, especially if it's free.
Yeah, that sort of changed my plan. I was gonna homeschool them and turn them into my personal slaves, but now they can get an education and live their own life.
Like, isn't that a game changer for you and your family?
Look.
And your savings and everything, like your financial plan for the future?
Well, I'll say a couple of things about this.
Okay.
Number one, I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. Well, it's going into effect in 2025.
That's right. And my oldest son would be entering college in...
2035-ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
A lot can change between now and then. But it's still good news. And secondly, the idea of saving for college is very strange to me.
Really?
Yes. It's not really a thing in Australia. Most people, including me, get student loans to go to university and slowly pay them off. As a working adult.
People do that in Japan also. But if your parents can afford it, then, you know, it's very common for parents to pay for their kids.
It's just not a thing in Australia. Parents rarely pay for university in Australia.
So you didn't plan on paying for your son, your kids' education?
Nope. No.
Okay. Well, I thought you'd be happy. Sorry that you're not as happy as I thought you'd be.
No, it's just, it's, you know, my kids are a long way from university.
I was hoping you didn't know about this yet. I kind of wish you pretended that you didn't know.
I've got my ear to the street. I've got my finger on the pulse.
I thought I was going to blow your mind.
Oh, government promises don't really get
me excited.
Here's
the thing. Here's my opinion about this.
Yeah.
I think this is genius. This is the smartest thing Kishida has done and probably will do during his time as the leader, because the number one problem Japan is dealing with is low birth rate, right?
Right.
Almost 100% of Japanese women who I talk to,
yes,
young women, say that, oh, I want to have two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yeah, that's fairly standard for humans across the board, I think.
Two kids. Having more than two kids seems fairly rare.
It is these days.
Yeah. So, like, now if you have two kids, you're going to think, huh, if I just have one more kid, all of them go to school for free.
Oh, yeah, easy. Just one more kid.
So it's this kind of push to get people to have more kids that is probably going to work at least a little bit.
Possibly. I mean, you know, having three kids is no joke.
Well, people like me who only have one kid, I'm not going to be like, okay, I guess I'll have one more. I'd be like, if I'm going to have more, I'd probably want two more. But now, yeah, no, I'm good. Just one.
If you're going to have three kids based on Kishida's promise, hoping that this policy continues 18 years from now, I think you should think a little bit more carefully.
Right. I agree. But it's genius because you're talking about having three kids, but a lot of people already have two.
That's true.
So they might think, hey, let's doink, doink one more out, and then they all get free education.
Doink, doink?
I don't know.
Is that, you know, is that the sound when you have sex? It's like, no. Doink, doink.
No, but
your wife has a bouncy vagina. It's like a trampoline.
Anyway. Anyway, and here's the other reason why this is kind of genius.
What's that?
By the government is because I think with advancements in technology and especially AI,
ooh,
nobody's going to need university in about 5 years.
big goal. All right.
5 or 10 years. You're okay. Going to be able to learn anything you want using an AI teacher.
Oh, sure. I mean, you already can.
Almost.
If you want to educate yourself. I mean, the all of human knowledge, all information that's ever been sort of, you know, cataloged,
curated,
is available.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. So, you know, this decision helps people who already have three kids who are in like junior high school, high school. This is like the best news in the world for those families.
Yeah, sure. No, look, for many families, this is going to be a huge relief and very welcome news. I think, yeah, if my kids were like 15, I probably would be jumping around in my pajamas, pouring myself another celebration drink. I'd be very happy if my kids were older, but they're not. They're still learning how to go to the toilet properly.
So you're feeling a little skeptical.
Oh, I'm always skeptical of the government, especially this conservative.
Well, I think it's kind of a trick because I think they know that in 10 years from now, university is going to be a thing of the past.
I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see.
And they would just want the birth rate to go up right now.
Yeah, money, money, money.
So it's a pretty good idea for
it's not bad.
For old Kinky Kishida.
It's a little Kinky Kishida trick, I agree.
Yeah, it is.
Another political promise.
Another promise.
Yeah. It's big news. Everybody's been telling me, you're not the first, everybody's been telling me.
Oh, Ben, you got three kids, bro.
You're not going to believe
congratulations.
This.
Congratulations.
I'll be like, oh, great, let me just enroll him now. Oh, wait, he's six.
Yeah. Well, you know, I might be wrong. This might be a very, very, very good thing for your family, so congratulations.
It could be. Thank you. It could be.
Congratulations on the news that you already knew about.
Thanks, Kishida. You're right. Since I heard this news, he does seem a little more sexy to me.
All right.
Just slightly.
He's growing on you.
He's growing on me like a tumor.
Starting to like him more and more.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Nah.
A little bit more sexy.
I hate it how politicians are like not regular people. Like they're professional politicians. Like up in this special place way up above everyone.
A castle in the sky.
And I feel like they're ruling us, but they don't know us.
Yep. I hate that politicians are people.
What?
I don't think we should vote for people. I think we should vote for ideas.
Oh, like have some computer be the leader and just tell us, like, which do you prefer, A, B, or C?
No, I think that we have some kind of group or committee of experts of each part of society, proven, you know, experts scientifically, and they suggest quality ideas based on their expertise, and we vote on those ideas instead of a smiling man in a suit who promises you the world. Who, you're right, has nothing in common with the average person.
Same in Canada, a bunch of asshole politicians.
That's right. Most politicians are wealthy and power hungry, and that's a bad combination.
They're just playing this game with each other that we all pay for.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Damn. I've hated it for a long, long time.
I like your idea.
Yeah, I don't really see any other way. I don't want to trust any particular individual. I mean, look at Joe Biden. He can barely stand up. And he's leading one of the most powerful countries.
He's just a puppet.
He's just a bag of bones.
I don't think they tell him much.
They don't.
All right, Joe, look over there.
That's even more scary. Who are the shadow people controlling these puppets? What's going on?
Yeah, the people in the shadows are controlling the puppets. It's all of a fancy game for the rich and powerful.
I think we should start our own society, our own country, based on teacher talk principles.
Ooh, I love it.
Yes.
The Free Bird Republic.
Free Bird Republic, perfect. If anybody has any flag designs, send them in.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we need a flag.
Maybe
sure.
A national anthem. Probably the teacher talk song.
Oh, we have to make a new one if we start a country.
We do.
Anyway, coming soon, the Free Bird Republic. Yeah. We will be accepting citizens soon.
We'll be printing passports to get this show on the road.
All right, Ben, let's wrap it up, my friend.
Okay, my man.
You have a wonderful evening.
I will. I'm going to pack my bags. Tomorrow I'm off to Nagoya for a Legoland experience.
That's right. Legoland with your sons.
I'm very excited. We were playing a lot of Lego today, warming up. And
getting pumped up for the big trip to Legoland.
Getting pumped up.
All right. Well, enjoy, my friend. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Come to 55freebird.com. Please leave a comment or a question or a message on Instagram or on X. I'm on X, baby. Come to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review, please. That helps us a lot. So, yes. And we will see you next week.